I'm as thankful to be here tonight.
Amen.
Appreciate the Lord.
Amen.
With all your heart, all your spirit, all your strength. You're loving. Oh my. You know, I was thinking a little while ago and thinking about, you know, here we gather here, it's a little Thursday evening now. I want to say a few things before Brother comes to lead some songs. But I was thinking of how precious this is. That God has blessed me that I could gather in with saints of like precious faith and worship the King of Kings, the Great Almighty. It's such a blessing. And I appreciate He gives me this opportunity. I appreciate this opportunity that He gives us here to come here and to make sure everything is just the way He wants it to be. And I trust that each one of us tonight as we gathered here, that it won't just be a service, or any time we just gather in here, it won't just be a service, but there'll be something about it that every time we enter those doors, it'll be, Lord, whatever part of the service you may have, you may just be sitting there worshiping. We may be the song leader, get up here and lead songs. We may get up here and preach the word. We may pray over the offering. Whatever it may be, we all are going to have a part in the service, even if you're just sitting there singing and listening. But my prayer is, as I was talking to the Lord this afternoon, I said, help us all, Lord, every one of us, that when we enter that door, every time, that we'll make sure that every one of us will do exactly what you want. If it's the preaching of the word, Lord, help me to preach exactly what you want. Exactly. If it's singing, leading a song, Lord, help me to lead that song exactly, and the exact song you want me to lead. If I have a part, Lord, in praying, let me say the exact words, Lord, you want me to say. Or Lord, while I sit there and I sing and worship you, let me worship you and sing exactly the way you want me to do it. To be pleasing to Him. I trust that's our true desire tonight even. And we've come again tonight asking the Lord, give me something to help me. Something to strengthen me, encourage me, or Lord, to cause me to press a little harder. Climb a little higher. So saints, it isn't just a service. I don't care when we gather in here, it isn't just a service. We are gathered here by the grace of God. One day, we'll not have this opportunity. No. One day, we'll not have this opportunity. And you know, I was thinking about, you know, years ago, Brother Donat, clear of where he was at, from another country living in. And 20-some years ago, they had to hide in secrecy to have a service from where he was at. We don't have to do that. Not yet, anyway. But we ought to be so thankful every time I can come through that door. But I trust that each one of us will have the same desire. Lord, I want everything to be done exactly the way you want it to be in my life. That there be no hypocrisy, no foolishness, but only sweet serenity and sincerity are to our Lord Jesus Christ. That, Lord, you could deal with my heart. Help me tonight. Amen. Is that your prayer? This was mine before I came. I said, Lord, help me. Help us do everything you want done. Playing the instruments. Yeah, everything. Carrying the offering basket. Everything. Everything. Being a deacon. Everything. Perfectly. Will we not lose that in our heart to want everything to be exactly the way God wants it to be? Amen. Let us all stand. Let's bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, my heart feels so grateful. I love you and appreciate you. And I'm so thankful that you have given me this opportunity. It's such a blessing. Such a blessing. Lord, after working all day and any place we go, Lord, the world, filth and corruption is just everywhere. But you give us these times, Lord, together and here in the sweetness of your Holy Spirit. Together, Lord, with brothers and sisters of like precious faith, we count it a great blessing, Lord. And I trust that in each one of our hearts, Lord, we'll all be very appreciative. We'll all be very thankful for what you've done for us and what you're doing and what you will do in our lives. We're such a privileged people, Lord. Just have your preeminence tonight. Take over completely. Help keep any of us, Lord, from doing anything that would displease you. May every one of us do what you want us to do and be pleasing in your sight. Thank you, Lord, for this little gathering now. We pray that you'll bless it. Bless the singing. Worship to you, Lord. And the preaching of the word. The receiving of the word. Everything. Bless it, Lord, for your glory and your honor. In your most glorious, precious name, we ask. Our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I wonder if we could sing us some songs, our brother comes. You are my all in all. It's in page 8 of the little book like this. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. And seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Jesus, Lamb of God, come on up.
Just another touch, Lord, from you. That little chorus you was playing. Just another touch, Lord, from you. Jesus, bright morning star. Hallelujah. Thank you. truly wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated if you'd like. I'd like to try that little course on page 624, if I can get my voice to hang out there. A vessel of honor. Amen. A vessel of honor for God. Make me a vessel of honor for God. Sanctified holy, so that I might be. Amen. Made me to serve him, to show the world that he still lives again today. Amen. Lord, make me that vessel.
Yes.
Amen. Brother Amos, you want to take up the offering?
So thankful for the sweetness of your Holy Spirit to fill with us this evening, Lord. We are so thankful for your grace and your mercy in our lives. Lord, we have so much to be thankful for. Lord, we just love and appreciate you. We thank you for your mercy and grace. We thank you for this opportunity you've given us, Lord, to gather with our brothers and sisters around your precious word. Lord, to receive what you have for us this night.
Yes.
Lord, may we, as your word comes forth, may our hearts and minds be open to receive that which you have for us. Lord, may we climb that rung higher in you this day. Lord, once more we ask that you'll bless this offering. Lord, ask that it'll be used for the upbuilding of thy kingdom. Put it all into your hands. We ask it in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Make me more like thee. Make me more like thee. And Amen. Anybody got a need on their heart? Left us in a hand? Just bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, it's such a privilege. Lord, it's such an honor, Lord, to bring our needs before you. Lord, you know more about us, Lord, than we know about ourselves. Lord, there are many things we think we might need, Lord, but you know more. Lord, we ask you, first and above all things, Lord, that you meet the spiritual needs, Lord, in each and every life here, Lord. I'm sure that's our desire. Lord, we just love and appreciate you. Lord, we're so thankful for the, Lord, the peace and the blessings, Lord, you've given us. But Lord, there's such a higher height to climb, Lord. Lord, such a need we see, Lord, that next step on that great ladder, Lord, we have to reach it. Lord, we ask for your grace and your mercy, Lord, to be with us. Lord, we ask you to bless each and every one of us, Lord, that has a need tonight. Lord, I know many sick here lately. Lord, we ask you to bless them, heal their bodies. Lord, if our greatest desire is to be here, Lord, we ask you to bless them richly. Lord, just be with each and every one, Lord, that maybe don't have the opportunity to come. Lord, Sister Leffler and Brother Bobby, Lord. Lord, they weigh on our hearts, Lord. There are brothers and sisters in you, Lord, and we appreciate them. Lord, we think about them very often, Lord, and we ask you to bless them. Lord, just reach down with your hand tonight, Lord, and just give them an extra blessing. Lord, a little bit of encouragement. Lord, just let them know that they are loved. They're appreciated. Lord, we just thank you for everything. Lord, we ask you to have your way in the remainder of this service. And Lord, we thank you for meeting all our needs, Lord. We ask it in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Amen. You may have a song or a special they want to sing. Mom, we ask the sisters to come.
We sometimes say, if I could just have one day, with nothing planned to take my time, and I would sit down and let everything go, relax my body and my mind. Well, just remember, we're soon going to a place where there will never be another working day. There is nothing but perfect love and peace, and you can rest eternally,
eternally.
I want to walk down streets of gold with you, through the lovely avenues. Then listen to the angels serenade. Don't it sound so good to you? I'm sure the tears of joy will run down our face when we see the one who saved us by his grace. Oh, let's never lose the vision of our goal. A few more days and we'll be home.
We'll be home.
See a brother sitting by an apple tree, eating fruit so fresh and sweet. A sister strolling through the meadow green. They're in a place where they're at ease. can words describe what's waiting up there. In that city, 1,500 miles square, we'll never have another worry or a care. Lord, come quickly is my prayer. That's my prayer. I want to walk down streets of gold with you, through the lovely avenues. Then listen to the angels serenade. Don't it sound so good to you? I'm sure the tears of joy will run down our when we see the one who saved us by his grace. Oh, let's never lose the vision of our goal. A few more days and we'll be home. We'll be
precious day. Let's all stand. As I ask our brother to come, we'll sing a little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord. Amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy
so thankful that you're here with us. Lord, to be able to feel your presence. We're just humbled, Lord, that you would take the time. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. May we truly be a grateful people, and may our lives truly show it. Back to you, Lord. We've just humbly come tonight, Lord, to hear from you and to take a small exhortation, Lord, that you've placed on my heart. And though it may be simple, Lord, may we be able to find something in it to strengthen us, Lord, maybe make us draw a little closer to you. And Lord, we only ask it to your glory and to your honor, that, Lord, that the things that would be spoken would bring glory to you. And we ask it in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask these things. Amen. Oh, isn't he precious? Don't you love him? Oh, how great it is, saints. And just to think, just a few more days. Amen. And we're going to reach that shore. Won't be long. Amen.
Glory.
While you're standing, let's turn over Bibles over here to Revelations, the third chapter. How great is our God. Amen. Amen.
kind of had thought I was going to bring something else this evening, and I was driving up the road coming home meditating on the Lord and kind of laid some scriptures on my heart and just a very simple exhortation, but God knows everything and just bring it the way He laid it on my heart, and we'll just talk about it here. But Revelation 3, and let's read there, start at the 20th verse. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. And may the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. Just thinking about that, you know, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And you know, every one of us are here tonight because he's knocking on our heart's door. There was something that caused us to want to be here this evening. Something drove us to, you know, it's cold. Maybe we've worked all day, but there's still something down on the inside that we knew that was going to be church tonight, and here we are. And you know, it doesn't matter. Tonight it fell my lot to bring the small exhortation, but yet it doesn't matter who's ministering. If you get and keep in mind, and we must always focus to that, that when we come here, we don't come here to be seen, and we didn't come here to see each other, but we come here because Jesus Christ said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, even more so as you see that day approaching. And then he said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I'll be in the midst. So we know he's here. And each one of us has come to have sweet communion with him. And that's why we sing, as our brother mentioned, all those wonderful things before service and how it truly should just be ever present on our heart. But here we find a situation where Jesus says he's standing knocking at the door. And you know what a great opportunity we have each time we come in here and he meets us here. And you know, oftentimes as you look around the land, and the prophet, he expressed it many, many times as how many times you welcome somebody and you make them welcome. And how that it would be a great thing if the president of the United States wanted to come down to your house and talk with you. Or if some great man that you really, you know, somebody that's maybe accomplished something great in life, maybe somebody that's been to the moon, if that person who with great renown would want to come down to your home, how grateful you'd be to have an opportunity to maybe meet that person and have them come into your home. And chat with them and ask them, oh, what about this and what about that? And how many of us can relate it to just thinking, what if the prophet was still here and able to walk down and knock on your door? How many of us would want to open that door and say, oh, Brother Branham, come in and sit down. And let me get you something cold to drink. And how we'd want to make him so welcome because we would know it was Brother Branham. And we might even do that with each other. The pastor may come by your house and, oh, you'd open that door up so readily and just want to do so much for him. But you know, every day we walk through this life, Jesus is knocking on the door of our heart. Every day he's right there with us, always just pecking, always mindful that he's always there. And he wants to be made welcomed and he wants to be loved and he wants to feel that compassion that you want him. And he wants to be part of our life and he wants to be so involved. And you know, if we turn back here to Luke, the 7th chapter, and just read an example of something here. Our pastor read this not too long ago, but we'll read it with a little different thought in mind. Luke, the 7th chapter, in the 40th verse. And who is Jesus? We must remember he is the Word. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. But here in Luke, the 7th chapter and the 40th, we'll start here at the 36th verse. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet and behind him weeping and began to wash his feet with tears and did wipe them with the hairs of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with ointment. And then when the Pharisee which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered, said unto him, "Simon, I have something to say unto thee." And he saith, "Master, say on." He said, "There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. One owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most?" And Simon answered and said, "I suppose that he to whom he forgave the most." And he said, "Thou hast rightly judged." And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, "Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house, and thou gavest me no water for my feet. But she hath washed my feet with tears, and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. And my head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little." And he said unto her, "Thy sins are forgiven." And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, "Who is this that forgiveth sins?" And he said to the woman, "Thy faith has saved thee, go in peace." A situation took place. But I want you to stop and look. Here is Jesus, the great I Am. He was bade to come, and he went. But do you think he felt welcome standing there at Simon's house, left alone in a corner with his feet dirty, no ointment to put on his head, while I'm sure everyone else that came in got their ointment, feet anointed, and their head oil put on them? But here he stood, unwelcomed. He was invited, but he wasn't welcomed. And you know, there he stood, but that little woman, she wasn't invited there, but here she come, because in her heart there was something that she wanted so much to do for him. So there was something burning down in her heart. She just didn't want to invite him, but she welcomed him greatly. And what a different atmosphere, and what a different outcome for this situation. And how each time we come in these precious doors, because this is where we gather, not because of this building, but we come in here to have the Lord speak to us through the way of his precious word. And you know, the ministry gets up, and it's not the ministry. We must always remember that we're just repeating what God has already said. We're not bringing something of our own ideas, but God is here, and he has no hands or lips but what we have. And he uses that to speak to his people this day. He gave gifts to the church for that purpose. So we gather in here, and our pastor gets up, and he begins to bring the precious word. And we sat there, but that is Jesus Christ in word form that's coming forth to us. And God is speaking to your heart, and not only that, he's sitting beside you on the pew. And he's knocking on your heart's door, and as the word is coming forth, maybe he's trying to gain access to all the rooms of our heart. He knows what's in our heart that we hold a little back a little bit. Maybe he knows something that we have in our life that we don't want the word to really touch. He knows maybe I've got something that I agree with so much, but don't you touch that one thing in there. And you know, Brother Branham really, really talked about that many, many times. If you go back and look how many times he preached knocking at the door. And how Jesus knocks at our door all the time. And we sit here and we hear this precious word. But are we truly welcoming him, inviting him to come in and say, "Lord, I'm opening up the doors of my heart to you, and I want you to search through it and find anything." But you know, we've got to make him feel that welcomeness in our life. We can't come in here and sit down and say, "Lord, I'm going to give you all of my life, but this one piece." He wants all of us. And he wants to feel that he won't force himself anywhere. He's going to knock and knock gently. Here in the message, Brother Brandon, let me just read something, the way he put it here. I stand at the door and knock. This was preached December the 8th, 57. But he was talking about there was a painting once painted of Jesus knocking at the door. And it had to pass through a great hall of critics to pick it apart and to look at it. And listen what he says here. He says, "Jesus said, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open the door, I'll come in and we'll sup with him. And he with me." What an invitation of people that lives in this day to see these horrible signs that we are now looking at. What is such a glorious invitation. "I'll stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear and open, I'll come into him. And I will sup with him and he with me." What a communion What a privilege, what a fellowship. Standing at the door knocking. And when the great artist, I can't recall his name, he painted the picture of Jesus knocking at the door. And any picture, before it becomes a famous picture, it has to go through the hall of critics. And the people who are famous artists who criticize the picture, they find all the flaws that's in it. And after this famous picture had went through practically the hall of critics, it was asked the man who gave the painting. The critic said, "There's just one thing that I can find wrong with your picture." He said, "You've forgotten to put a latch on the door." And the painter said, "Oh no, you misunderstood. If the latch was on the outside, he would raise the latch and go in. But the latch is on the inside, and the person inside must lift that latch." And you and I, we sit here tonight, and Jesus Christ comes and meets us. And the Holy Spirit is here moving back and forth every time we come and gather in here. And he's wooing us, and he's trying to gain access. And we sit there with the power to open the latch and let him in, or to seal him off and say, "No, you're not welcome today. I don't want you today, Jesus. You're not welcome in my life. I don't want you tonight. Not tonight. I'm too tired, Lord, to really fellowship with you tonight. I just ain't got time." As our brother was talking of coming and worshiping, how it should just be a burning in our heart as we come in that door, that latch ought to be open. Oh, Lord, come in. Welcoming him. He should feel that welcome in us and sit there and feel his presence all over us before the service ever starts, and to know he's here to meet us. And to know he's here, just wanting to be worshipped. He's an object of worship. And oh, how we should just want to welcome him in and say, "Lord, take me in your hands and mold me and yield me." But oftentimes we don't make him feel welcome. We come, we're too tired. I'm just too bored. It's not really what I wanted to hear. We didn't sing the songs I wanted to sing. And that's, I didn't get to hear the special I wanted to hear. And it's just not my service today. Brother so-and-so is making too much noise on that side of the church. And I, sister so-and-so back there, I just can't get. He don't even feel welcome. Your mind's not on him. You're not invitationing to him to, "Lord, please come and be with me in this service." He don't feel welcome. But oh, how we should come through that door with such a longing in our heart and such a welcoming. "Lord, whatever you've got for me, Lord, what are you going to give me today, Lord? What can I do for you? What do you want from me, Lord?" And as the word comes forth, yes, it may come and it might kind of be sharp, and maybe it shows me a dark, dirty corner that I forgot to sweep. But do I shut him off, or do I just go ahead and open that latch that much farther? Make sure that door swings wide open so that light can shine all the way in. But we must make him feel welcome. He says, "But the latch is on the inside. The person must lift the latch." And that's the way it is with Jesus, with all of his mercy and all of his compassion. Yet you are the person that will let him in or keep him out. You have the latch on your side. And what would a man knock at another man's door for? What would be the reason? Why, it's to gain entrance. He wants to come in. He's got something that he wants to talk about, or something to show you. When someone knocks at your door, they're wanting to gain an entrance or a little fellowship or something to talk to you about. And that's the right reason Jesus knocked at the door. And how many times we sometimes want to shut off that knocking so quickly. We live in an age where man, ideas and creeds, and you know, I can pretty much say assuredly that most of us have attended a service where maybe the pastor or the teacher has got up and criticized or cut something down with his own idea. We've seen that happen. But if we come in and we gather under the voice of whoever's preaching here or wherever we may go, and God is truly speaking directly from his word, and it's not a man's idea, but we know it be the word of God, how we must humble ourselves and come under that presence and say, "Lord, I see my need, and Lord, speak to my heart." But oftentimes, because of times past, we're so quick to shut off God because we want to push it to that minister knows about me. He's talking to me. And we want to push that off, and we push God off. But he's the one that it's his word. And he's the one that lays it upon his ministry's heart to bring that word back to our remembrance, that it would cause us to grow and to shape us and to mold us into that character of Jesus Christ. But oftentimes we shut that door because of my pride. My ambitions. "Oh, no, I don't think so. Now he's meddling in my affairs." And this is not so much about the ministry. But I want you to see that it's God that when we gather in here, it's God that's speaking to our hearts. That little surround we feel around us, that's not the pastor. That when the word's coming and you feel that little prick in your heart, that's Jesus Christ knocking at heart's door saying, "Son, listen to me. I got something for you. There's something here. There's some reason that it's pulling on you the way that it does. God is wanting an invitation. He's wanting to be made welcome into your life. But let's turn here over to Luke, the 24th chapter. But oh, how welcoming we should be. How we should make him, want him in every room. You know, I'm sure many times you've even went to visit somebody and know that when you came to the front door, you was welcomed, or maybe they let you in, but you really didn't feel that welcoming spirit. You know, sometimes it's, my grandparents were great examples of just Southern hospitality. Their front door was never locked. It was always open, and if they weren't home, you might go there and open the door, and somebody else, some stranger, be laying on the couch, somebody they knew, but you may not know them. But they went in and they made themselves at home, and nobody turned a word. And that's how we should be with this precious word. Welcome him in. The door's always open, Lord. I'm here for you. Amen. Whatever you wanted me from me, Lord, whatever you want me to do. Yes, but sometimes we get too busy with our own lives that we got the door locked and we just had to run off and do something else, and God can't get in to speak to us. But here in Luke, the 24th chapter, let's start here about the 13th verse. And behold, two of them went the same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 80 furlongs. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another, as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty indeed in word, and before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. And we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. And yea, certain women of our company made us astonished, which were early at his sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that he had also seen a vision of angels, which said he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but him they saw not. And then he said unto them, O fools and slow to heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures and the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto a village where they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. And here they're walking with him, talking with him. He's explaining all this to them. And he acted as if he was going to leave them and go further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass that as he sat at meat with them, he took bread and blessed it, and brake it and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way, and while he opened to us the scriptures? They didn't know it was Jesus, but as they were talking to him, there was something happening to him on the inside. Enough that it just caused him, why don't you just tarry with us? Just wanted that sweet fellowship. Why don't you come on in and just stay with us just a little bit longer? And how often that is, we gather in here and we feel that Holy Spirit and it begins to surround us. And the word begins to come forth and there's a certain ring to it and something's pulling on me. And how I should just invite it and just let yourself go and relax into that Holy Spirit and say, Lord, make it more real to me. Lord, come in and make yourself, reveal yourself to my heart. Amen. Open it up and invite him. Make him feel welcome. Lord, maybe this is a little different from what I thought I understood. But, oh, Lord, show me exactly what you've got for me. Amen. But he wants to feel you drawing him in. He wants to feel you feeling welcome. Oh, we may get up as ministry and we may preach the word and just drive it home all the way, but we can sit there with the door closed. You've got to open the latch and ask him to show you. He's the only one that can give us revelation. He's the only one that can come in and change our life. He's the only one that can change my desires and make me brand new. He's the only one that can take full control of my life. But I must welcome him. I must be honest and say, Lord, please show me what I've got need of. But oh my, do we must make him welcome. Don't invite him and then shut him off and don't let him have this over here. Lord, I just don't want to do that. And oh, and then as soon as the word starts to step on my toes or go a little different direction than what I feel, I just clam up, turn, kind of just shut him off. And oh, he sits there so rejected, so hurt. After all he's done for us and the time he's taken to lay something upon whoever's ministering's heart. And you come in and then don't even have enough interest to sit there and welcome him in. Maybe we don't come in really wanting to praise him. We don't come in with a worship on our hearts. We don't really raise our hands and say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. It's just a, you know, sometimes it becomes a form and a fashion with people clapping and maybe waving their arms. But a true love, you know, it pushes your outward man back to him. And it brings about results that he can see. And it's to him, not for somebody else in here to see me raise my hand or to clap or to say hallelujah or glory, thank you, Jesus. But no, it's me in communion with my Lord. I'm not here for someone else to hear what I've got to say. But my Lord is here communion with me. He's here to speak to my heart. Even tonight as we've read these things and talked about these things, he's talking to my heart saying, son, just open it up a little bit more. Keep that door wide open. Let me have full sway. That's what I wanted. That's what was my preeminence of you is what I wanted all. I want all of you, not nothing held back, not something reserved, but give me your all and your undivided attention. And let me do what I've predestinated you for in your life. Oh, may that be the desire of our hearts. Amen. And oh, let's just read it one more time in Revelations 3. Amen. As we close, amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. Amen. And oh, what a communion, what a fellowship. Yes. And oh, I pray, Lord, here am I. Let me open up that door. Even as we were singing the little song, reach out and touch the Lord. You sisters can come to the instruments. As we sing that little chorus, reach out and touch the Lord. And you think about that little woman that had that little blood issue. Out there on the side of the road and her life expiring, knowing her problem and what she had need of. And Jesus passing by, the one who had everything she needed. And there was something down inside of her that could have just been quiet. She could have just turned her head and walked away and said, no, it's just... he's too busy. There's too much going on. But no, she pressed her way to him. If I can just get a hold of the hem of that garment, I know I'll be whole. And you know, you think of blind Bartimaeus sitting there, Jesus passing by, and the crowd was loud. But oh, he yelled with the top of his lungs, have mercy on me. He was reaching out for him. And as we sit here tonight, each one of us, I'm sure, has something we have need of in our life. Something we want more of God. We want him more greater in our life, a greater reality, maybe greater revelation. But as he's passing us by each and every service, is that cry in our heart, oh, Lord, don't pass me by. I'm here, Lord. Can you be here for me? But, oh, do we have that desire to reach out and touch him? Reach out and get a hold of him while he's here, while I feel that presence surrounding me. And I know he's here, Dylan, knocking on my heart, and I can feel him. Is it burning in there? Oh, Lord, remember me. Oh, let's all stand, if you would. May we truly make him welcome. May he fill us in our hearts that love and that longing, that drawing. Lord, here am I, your servant. Let it be to me. Amen. Let's just sing that little chorus. I believe it's in the book here. Reach out and touch the Lord. Let's sing that again. On page 45, if you want the words. Amen. I believe he's here. Amen. 'Twas a dark and stormy night on the Sea of Galilee. The disciples were so fearful of the fury of the sea. Out upon waters walked the blessed
touch the Lord as He goes by, you'll find He's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. She reached out and touched the Lord as He walked by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He walked by. You'll find He's too busy to hear hearts cry. He's passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Amen. Oh, don't you want Him to touch you? Amen. Glory to His wonderful name. I need Him. Amen. Glory to His name. Hallelujah. So precious. Amen. As our pastor comes, let's just sing that little chorus. He touched me. Amen. And I'm never going to be the same. Oh, He touched me. Oh, I'm sorry, I got it too high. Settles.
Oh, He touched me, amen. And all the joy that floods my soul, amen. Oh, something.
You thankful for the time when the Holy Spirit began to deal with your heart, and there's something pulling on the inside so great and so strong, it just felt like you couldn't live until you got what you was pulling for on the inside, until He come down inside your heart and give you something that was real in life, finally something real, something and someone that was truly your friend. Oh, I love Him. I appreciate Him. I'm so thankful for all those times in my life that I felt that Holy Spirit deal in my heart. That is so precious. My. Let's sing one more chorus before we leave. He is here. Hallelujah. He is. mercy and grace, Lord, that you would heal us tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He is here. Holy, holy, I will bless your name again. He is here. Listen closely. Hear him call. Father, that's the precious part, Lord, where when you touched us, we were never the same. When you filled us with that baptism of the Holy Spirit, oh God, and changed that old nature that was in there, that once loved the things of the world, and everything of the world was so exciting to us. And my, we just loved it and lavished in it. But then, Lord, that time when you come into our heart, and destroyed all that with the Holy Ghost fire. Oh, Father, it's such a great and wonderful day that we entered into, that Lord Jesus, that you could have your way in our life and change those old desires into new desires. Lord, where our greatest hunger and thirst was for your word and for your life to live through us. Oh, how we appreciate it so very much. Lord, I think so many times of how many people throughout the world, Lord, are living in such confusion and such time, Lord, of hatred and envy and strife. And dear Lord, and they're not happy at all. They have no joy, no peace, and they turn to all kinds of worldly elements to get that joy and peace and happiness, but it just don't last. Lord, but we have something that lasts throughout eternity, and how we appreciate it so very much. Just help us this night now, Lord, trusting each and every one of us has heard something that has strengthened and encouraged, and help us, Lord, to maybe be able to go out now and meditate on something a little better. And Lord, to draw us closer to you. So we greatly appreciate this opportunity now, and asking again that you would bless us and just keep your hand of protection upon us, and Lord, keep us safe upon the highways and those that have to travel. Oh, God, just may everything be done, Lord, to glorify you. Just bless us now. And we wait on the next service if you should tarry. Lord, we just anxiously wait and see what you have for the next one. And may our hearts be prepared, Lord, and open, and all of our thoughts clear, that you can get your glory through that also. We ask in your precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ. You're so sweet, Lord. Amen. So good to know him. Amen. Isn't he your greatest friend?
Amen.
Amen. I love him. May God richly bless you. You're dismissed.